Hi, I'm Mike Dilk and you're listening to the Relax Back UK show, the show that explores all kinds of health topics relevant to you, your family and your friends. Each week I talk to expert guests from a range of backgrounds to inform and entertain you. So please do join the Relax Back UK family and stay tuned.
Thank you for joining me on the Relax Back UK show. This week we look at some of the more crazy wellness trends out there.
All of these very, very clickbaity novelty things. And like you said, there's crystal healing, there's oxygen bars, there's bee venom therapy. There's a lot of stuff.
My guest is body positivity influencer Chessie King. Then some winter health myths with pharmacist Suki Basra.
Because antibiotics will treat bacterial infections. Not all sore throats, and clinical evidence suggests, are of bacterial onset. The majority of them are viral infections. Right. So if you were to take your magic pill of an antibiotic, it will actually have absolutely zero effect on it.
So please do stay tuned for a great show. Thank you. I started off my chat with Chessie King with a little bit of an admission.
Now, I've got to say, you're really from a world that I know nothing, because I'm significantly older than you, I think. This whole kind of people talking about stuff and it influencing, it's a world I know nothing about. So maybe we could start off by me asking you, what exactly is it that you do?
Well, I am one of the noisy creators on social media that is trying to cut through all of the confusion and all of this conflicting advice that we see so much of, especially because of social media. And I am just trying, especially today, to get through the message of wellness that is sustainable and real and just a clear message that helps you find what wellness and health and working out and movement is like for you in this season of your life, whether that is because you are a busy parent or you are living in London where it's just hectic, you're living in a city. We're just trying to find a healthy way for you to live. And Virgin Active have done some incredible research, and nearly half of active Brits are just confused as to where to go.
Yeah, so let me ask you. I mean, so the world of wellness, as far as information and wellness products, has absolutely exploded in the last decade or two. So why has that happened?
I think there's just more voices in the wellness world, and everyone claims to be an expert. Everyone claims to be clued up on the best fitness trend and all these wild and wacky fads that we see. And I think we've kind of lost the messaging of what...
Possibly, yeah. There's certainly more money involved. Worldwide, do you know what the wellness industry is worth? That's probably
please tell me.
Unfair question.
Let's take a shot. £2.4 billion.
Okay, so I must admit, so I did a bit of digging on this a while ago. In 2022, this is worldwide, $5.2 trillion.
Wow, trillion.
And the pharmaceutical industry for the same year, $1.48 trillion. So much, much less, which is intriguing.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's a huge, huge amount. And like you said, there's more voices, there's more, there's spotlights on wellness. And I think it has become this hugely overcomplicated matter that actually should just be a simple subject. You should.
Well, yeah. I mean, sorry, I'm kind of interrupting there, but you're just really landing on something that I think about a surprising amount. You know, what do individuals think in the thought process when they're sort of addressing some of these things? Because in our heart of hearts, we all know it's very simple. Good diet, healthy living, and a little bit of exercise. There is no quick fix solution. So, you know, what is our thought process when we're thinking we're going to spend our money on some weird and wacky wellness thing?
Exactly. And I think these one-off novelty experiences are not sustainable. You're not going to be doing them for the rest of your life. And actually finding a community and a club that is welcoming and has a holistic view of wellness. So you can go to the spa, you can use the sauna, but also the next day you can go and do a higher intensity workout. Or if you want to try the Reformer Pilates studio or the sound bath yoga, there's so many things that you can experience, and you just have to kind of curate your own lifestyle and not go off of anyone else's, because it's not a one size fits all. It's a very personal journey. And I think the older you get, the more you realize that you have to find something that works for you to be able to stick to it, because it come January, everyone's going to the gym. But actually, I find that if you are in something for the long run, and if you find something sustainable and something that enhances your lifestyle and actually in terms makes you a better human, better to be around, more present, more patient, then you can just find what you love to do and ditch the cults and join this.
You're absolutely right. But kind of the stats, if you like, or just the money shows that we are very vulnerable to these kind of various different bonkers ideas. So why do you think we're all so easy to scam almost?
Yeah, because everyone wants this quick fix and this cheat code, and everyone wants something to happen instantly, because we are all so we're gifted things so quickly in our lifestyle right now. Like, things are instant, and you can Google an answer and get it within seconds, whatever answer you're looking for. And I think these wellness trends that claim to be the best for you are, people see them as fun and like, oh, I'm going to test them out and try them. But the research shows that over 50% of people who tried these new fads stopped because it just wasn't sustainable. So I think we just have to cut it all back, strip it back down to the foundations of what movement is, what makes you feel good, and what you can add to your lifestyle that you will just continue to do so until you're 80.
I agree. However, there is money to be made by people that are offering this stuff, aren't they? You know, we are open to fraudsters. So I don't know anything about this, but do any of these fraudsters get pulled up, get prosecuted? I'm thinking, you know, for some of the things that do seem obviously crazy, wellness vaping, that's one, you know, vaping to be healthy for you.
Absolutely not. You know, those two words shouldn't be together, should they?
Yeah. So, I mean, but do people get pulled up and prosecuted and...
I don't know enough about that subject, but we're showing the most confusing fitness and wellness fads so that we can be an antidote to all of that fakery and actually be the place you come to for real wellness, instead of all of these very, very clickbaity novelty things. And like you said, there's crystal healing, there's oxygen bars, there's bee venom therapy. There's a lot of stuff that, yeah, people click onto because they're fascinated.
What's the most bonkers one that you've come across?
Oh, for me, it's the perineum sunning, which to me is, it's, I can't quite believe it's at number one of the wellness fads of 2024. And we obviously as...
Hang on, just rewind a little bit.
Brush over the bum sunbathing.
So it's like you go to these places where you get a tan, but you just stick your bum out.
Potentially. I haven't personally tried it, but apparently that is a thing.
Oh, Chessy, you must have tried it.
Oh, I know. I can't actually say I have. Puppy yoga I have, but not perineum sunning.
So, Chessy, have you ever been duped? Have you ever done something or bought one of these things and then just felt a little bit silly?
I haven't felt silly, but I have tried puppy yoga, and it was fun when I tried it, but something that I wouldn't be adding into my diary every single week.
I like yoga and I like puppies.
But you don't need to be doing them together.
Maybe not. No. So what happens? You kind of do a yoga pose.
Well, downward dog.
Upwards dog, downwards dog. Yeah. And then they join in.
they copy you. Yeah. No, it was a long time ago before it was a trend. I tried it. And yeah, we're just trying to move away from all of those. But there are some funny ones on that top 10 list. Yes. And
there's some that I don't understand. Coming in at number 8, moon just powders. What's that?
A moon juice powder. It's supposed to be a superfood powder, but it's something that will not change your entire life. There's so many things on here that are, yeah, just they don't have the evidence backed. Well, yeah, science backed claims that they. Yeah, so we're trying to just pull ourselves away from those trends and actually join something, a club.
But we don't really, most people, I kind of do, but most people don't necessarily look for evidence that something works, do they? Or do they? I mean, because there is this issue that influencers can just say, this particular thing will remove all the wrinkles from your face or whatever it is they've been paid to say at the moment. And as the name suggests, you know, they influence a lot of people.
They do. And yes, social media does have that side to it. But I feel like if you curate your feed and you know exactly who you're following and you can trust them and they are well equipped and yes, they have enough knowledge, then yes, you can make sure that your social media feed is a good place to go to.
Really? Okay. So enough. What you mean? They're scientists.
Well, making sure that they have, yeah, done lots of years of learning and have that experience. Maybe not scientists, but they are expertise in that area. And yeah, they have done their courses. They've, yeah.
And not just been paid to say something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there is a serious side to this as well. You know, we've been having a bit of a laugh about, you know, puppy yoga and that sort of thing. And, you know, puppy yoga might be quite fun. It doesn't really do anyone any harm. It might cause you to spend some money that you didn't really need to. But there is a serious side to it as well. And that some of these things really do worry me. You know, if people really are ill, as opposed to just wanting to try something to get a bit of a wellness buzz or wellness fun, you know, people can really get false hope that, you know, some of these crazy things will potentially cure them, you know, if they are actually ill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the point of your life where you go to your GP and someone that actually knows you and what to do for your personal journey. And yeah, that's something that I can't specialize in. But all I know that is that wellness for me is a holistic experience. And yes, yeah, some days I will want to go and lift weights. Some days I will want to go and sit in a sauna and get the benefits from that. And I think that I've realized that you need both sides of working out and recovery. And that for me is true wellness.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if we're looking for something, some simple advice, no nonsense, along the what we've already mentioned, you know, actually good food and a bit of exercise, because there's nothing more simple than that. And really, there are no quick fixes. That's kind of what you need. If we're looking for some good advice, who can we go to? You know, what influencers might we turn to?
Well, without naming any names, I think just knowing that, yeah, they have, they are well equipped to give the advice, and I think trained PTs and trained nutritionists and people that have actually spent years learning all of this stuff is the place to go. And yeah, you've just got to do your own research and make sure that you are not listening to every single piece of advice that is on social media, and to find out more about what the research has shown that Virgin Active have done, you can go onto their website and learn more about it, because I think that's where you're going to get the real advice.
Okay. I actually did a little bit of Googling just before we spoke, and I looked on the NHS website, one of my favorite websites, and they've got some great videos for exercise, different sorts of exercise, and it's not all kind of boring NHS stuff as you might imagine. That you know, there's a video there on belly dancing, ooh, La Bamba dancing, aerobics, all kind of stuff.
Wow! And is that something that you're going to be doing this weekend? Belly dancing?
I might not be doing the belly dancing. My normal exercise regime, which I can tell you, and I'm not selling this to anyone, I'm not trying to influence anyone, is I do a little bit of skipping in the morning.
Oh, okay. With a rope?
With a rope, yes.
Lovely. Yes.
And I try and do like 5 minutes skipping. And I usually find that when I've done that, it feels like my head is about to explode. but perhaps you can tell us what your favourite thing is. What's your regime?
It depends on the week, and I really try and make sure that I go to the gym twice or three times a week, and I will make sure that I do a reformer Pilates class. I will then try and lift weights, and then I will also do a very calm recovery, low intensity session, which is either a yoga or a mat Pilates class, and they are all included in the membership. So I make sure that I really use all the facilities available, and sometimes just like I said, a long session in the sauna just gives me the same amount of benefits as it would do. Like for that day, if I need that, then I really listen to my body and I go, okay, I'm not going to do that high intensity workout. I'm just going to use a recovery session, which is just as important.
So it sounds like you go down the gym a lot.
I try to. I mean, it's only, I'm not saying I'm spending hours down there. I do 45 minutes to an hour, and it's my time out in being a chauffeur and a cook and a PA to a little three-year-old. So it's my hour out, and I become a better person for it. So yeah. Yes.
Chessie, by the way, my kids are 14 and 19, and it doesn't stop. All right.
Good. Brilliant. Well, I'll just keep going to the gym then.
No, you'll have to. That's what I'm getting at. You're going to have to keep going to the gym. If you want that bit of time just for you, I suspect you will have to keep going to the gym. And I actually started doing the skipping because I can do that in the garden at home. And when my kids were smaller and I couldn't, my wife was at work and I was in charge, so I couldn't go for a run or anything. I could pop into the garden and do a little bit of skipping. And still sort of be in charge, keeping an eye on them.
That's brilliant. See, you've worked out exactly what you could do and what was achievable in that kind of period of your life, and it stayed with you, and it shows that it's sustainable. And I love that. I think we all look at our favourite creators and our favourite influencers and celebrities, and we try and do exactly what they're doing, but actually we're not tapping into our own intuition and going, no, what can we do right now that it works with our family, it works with our lifestyle and our business or whatever. And I think, yeah, you found something that works for you, and that's brilliant. I think we need to strip it back to that. And yeah, what actually works for you, your body, your family.
Yes. And I kind of stumbled across that, I think, really. But let's just bring it back to the kind of the topic in hand. And if people are talking to, you know, because lots of people do have health advisors, And this kind of thing, or people that help them at the gym, what's it called, personal coaches, all this kind of thing. I don't have one, so I was struggling for the phrase, obviously. But if people are getting any sort of health advice from anyone, and this could be nutrition or physical exercise, whatever it is, something that I think is important, is that make sure you ask for their qualifications and their credentials.
Absolutely.
Then, you know, you are, and if they have them, they'll be perfectly happy to tell you.
Yes.
In fact, they'll probably be quite proud to tell you and happy that you asked. And that's a good way, I think, of what was the phrase you said, Leah? Cutting through the noise of the fakery.
Yes.
And, you know, if we just take the initiative, ask some questions and take heed of the answers, then we'd be doing ourselves a favour.
You are so right. That is exactly what we need to be doing. Yep, qualified, certified, like experts in that their field, because yeah, that's they're the ones that have done all the work, and they're continuing to do the work to learn how to be the best personal trainer, the best nutritionist, and yeah, they can guide you with that knowledge.
And presumably, your experience as going to your gym, you found people that can help you in that way if you need that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just walking into the gym space and knowing that you're not being judged. You're in a safe area where you can try new things. And yeah, there's nothing worse than going into a gym where there's grunts and weights being dropped on the floor. And it's a very, just not a comfortable place to be in. And I just love that you can, yeah, go into a Virgin Active and it feels like you're part of this community and this club, and no one's looking at you, judging you if it's your first day or first day back from an injury. And you can just work out and actually do what you love doing instead of doing what you love copying someone that is apparently loving what they're doing.
Okay, so maybe a good place to finish would be just one more time, give a resource of that people can use for good, simple, correct advice if you want to start getting some sort of wellness information that works.
Well, I think, like you said, the NHS has an incredible plethora of information, but if you want to go and see the research that's been done, go onto Virgin Active's website and find out what they've learned from their research, because it is fascinating. And I think it will really help you find what is right for you.
That sounds like a perfect place to finish. So, Chessie, thank you very much indeed for chatting.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimising your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavourful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Before I introduce the next guest, I just want to mention the book I've published, featuring quotes, box texts and contributions from many of the high-profile guests that have been on the Relax Back UK show. The book is called Cut the Crap, Ask the Questions That Matter About Your Health. Might be a good Christmas present for the person in your life that's interested in health. Now, on with the next guest. The next guest is pharmacist Suki Basra, and the topic is winter health myths. And to start off with, I asked her about the incorrect idea that the flu jab actually gives you flu.
I know, and I'm really still surprised that we still have that preconceived idea. A lot of people think that once you have your flu jab, I always get a terrible flu afterwards. But actually, it's the flu jab doesn't work, or the antibodies won't protect you until about up to 2 weeks after you've had the vaccination. So that flu symptom would have probably been something you've picked up anyway. And it just happens to be nearer the time when you had your vaccine, because vaccine season is during the time when people are picking up the flu infections. So yeah. Unfortunately, people associate the two experiences to the same thing. And when I give a vaccine, I always warn patients. I always say, look, this is going to protect you from the worst strains that we've identified. It will take up to 2 weeks for the antibodies to kick in. So be mindful for the next couple of weeks. Don't let someone sneeze and cough over you, because you will pick it up. But I think if people have got reservations about vaccines, it's really important to try and ask someone that's qualified to be able to give you an evidence-based response, and that's non-biased, not used.
Which will lead on to
media.
My next question, really, because I was keen to get an idea from you, just how effective is the flu vaccine? Although there are different flu vaccines depending on which is the most likely strain this year, I think, aren't there? Isn't it?
Yeah. So what we tend to do is we try to identify the strains that are causing the most negative effects, that the ones that are causing patients to go into hospital, causing death. Those are the main strains that we will focus on. Not all strains, because there are thousands of them. And the majority of the time when someone's had a cold, a common cold or a flu, they get over it eventually. It might be a bit of discomfort. But when you have your flu vaccines, we have to identify those most vulnerable within our communities, whether it be those over 65, those with long-term conditions, asthmatics, diabetics, people that have conditions that make them more vulnerable. Now, those are the people that will be asked to come and have their vaccines done. And it's free of charge. It's not a chargeable experience. And it's there to protect you against the most impactful strains. So you are being protected from hospitalization, really. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make you less vulnerable. It doesn't mean you won't get the cough and cold. It just means that the worst ones are the less likely ones for you to get. And that's the most important factor.
And it actually, it's easy to forget, you know, we're talking about flu here. We're not talking about a little cough or a cold. It's easy to forget just how nasty flu is if you get it.
Exactly. When you really do get flu, you can't move. You are feverish. You basically are stuck in bed. And people who've had flu, they know the difference between a little chesty cough, snivels, and a cold, and full on influenza. And that kind of illness, if you are already vulnerable, you're really going to struggle. As someone who's fit and healthy, they can go to bed and have some paracetamol and sleep it off, and really nurture themselves. But if you are already in a vulnerable state, for whom we are advising those vaccines to be given, you really need to protect yourself.
Yeah. And who qualifies for a free vaccine at the moment?
So anybody that's over the age of 65, anyone that is with a common, not a common, a long-term condition, whether it's diabetes, a cardiovascular disease, whether you have whether you are immunosuppressed, so whether you're having treatment for cancer, whether you have a long-term condition that means that you are more vulnerable, you will be identified by the NHS and you will be urged to come. Okay. You'll be invited to come. So if you've had that invitation through the NHS come through to you via a letter or via a text, any form of communication, it's really important. They've identified you as being at risk. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, are there any side effects of getting the vaccine?
The most common side effects normally are at the site of injection. You can sometimes get a sore arm. So that's quite common. And that
depends
does go
on the skill of the person giving the injection, though, Suki. It's all up to you.
Yes. It's always, I always suggest nice floppy arm. Make sure your muscles are nice and relaxed.
That's relaxed.
So there's no resistance. So I always tell my children when they're at school, just make sure you have a dead arm, make it really floppy, and it won't feel so bad. And you can feel a little achy, to be fair. And a majority of the time, it's because you're not really well hydrated. And that's probably one of the most common things, that as a general public, we aren't very well hydrated. We don't drink enough water. And it's surprising how much of an impact on our general health that can have. So if right. I always advise patients, you may get a little bit of an achy arm. That will go within about 48 hours. It might look a bit red or sore. And you're quite right, dependent on the skill set of the person vaccinating you. But also you may feel a little bit under the weather, but be well hydrated, take some paracetamol, and within 48 hours, it should get better.
Good. All right. So that's the flu vaccine. Let's park that for a moment and yeah. move on to, you know, something else that crops up, which is kind of the sore throat, cough and cold and splutter. So not flu, not nearly as bad as flu, but still irritates a lot of people, and a lot of people get it. The thing you hear about that, I must have some antibiotics for my sore throat now. This is a bit of a myth, or is it? Tell me.
I'm afraid it is a bit of a myth, because antibiotics will treat bacterial infections. Not all sore throats, and clinical evidence suggests, are of bacterial onset. The majority of them are viral infections. Right. So if you were to take your magic pill of an antibiotic, it will actually have absolutely zero effect on it. You may think it's worked, because a viral throat infection or a sore throat is self-limiting, which means it will fix itself within 7 to 10 days, and your course of antibiotics is about 5 to 5 days. So you will associate the two, but actually the antibiotic's done nothing. You may have an upset tummy because you've just taken antibiotics. You get diarrhea, stomach pains, just because you've taken them unnecessarily. But equally, I think it's really important to point out that taking antibiotics unnecessarily reduces their ability to work when we really need them. So antibiotics need to be effective against bacteria, and bacteria are very smart individuals. They can develop resistance if they've learnt enough about an antibiotic to then outsmart it. So if we start taking antibiotics willy-nilly and we think it's the answer to everything, those bacteria, the ones that we are targeting, will be resistant to them. And that's part of making sure we don't overuse our antibiotics.
And antibiotic resistance is a real problem, actually, isn't it?
You know, absolutely,
people are dying because of resistance to antibiotics with bacteria.
Exactly. So, you've got people then who cannot be treated by the normal antibiotic for that condition, because the bacteria has developed a resistance. And it takes a long time to develop antibiotics that would then become resistant. And you have to keep going to second line, third line antibiotics. And that's a long process to go through. Whereas if, as a general public, we understand our general health and how to utilize things and how we can self-treat, use your community pharmacist to get that information that's correct, and to be able to manage your conditions in the right way. You've got healthcare professionals that are qualified over 5 years. We do a 5-year degree. We are a validated, recognized, registered professionals, and utilize them, because you don't need a doctor's appointment to come and see us.
Okay, I'm going to come on to exactly how people can make the best use of their pharmacist shortly. But I just want to go back to this antibiotic thing for one moment. If you are taking a course of antibiotics, which has been prescribed for whatever it is, okay?
Yes.
So hopefully doctors won't be prescribing them for sore throats and the like now. It'll be something more serious. It's very important that you finish the antibiotics, because if you don't finish, if you start to feel a bit better and think, I won't finish them, that also causes a problem with potential bacteria becoming immune to antibiotics, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So if you, and that is another myth that we as a general public have, that you take the antibiotics and then stop them when you feel better. And that doesn't necessarily mean that your bacterial infection has gone. You've got to complete the course. And I always urge my patients to continue the complete course, because the most resistant bacteria are still there. They are going to take a little bit longer to treat. So the ones that were most vulnerable have been treated at the beginning. The ones that are still lingering at the end, they need that last 3 or 4 days of your antibiotics to really
kick
in.
Kill them.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, it will come back.
Yeah. And a few months ago, actually maybe a bit more than that now, maybe a year or so, a minister for health suggested sharing antibiotics. I don't know if you remember that. I remember seeing that on the TV and I was shouting at the TV. I suspect you were as well.
Yes.
We don't need to mention any names, but just tell us about sharing of antibiotics and any pills for that matter, any drugs for that matter.
And any medicine should never be shared amongst friends or family, even though you may think you're doing the right thing by that person. You're not, with all the best intentions, you're not qualified enough to make that judgment. And that you may be masking something that's quite dangerous and that won't be treated because you've sort of offset it a little bit. Equally, you're also denying that person that was prescribed that antibiotic, the full course of antibiotics. So you've sort of stopped mid-cycle. And so those resistant bacteria won't be treated and then it'll reoccur, but then you won't have the antibiotics to finish off. And also equally, you may be using the wrong antibiotic for the wrong condition. And all of those need to be assessed by a professional, a clinical professional that's registered. And those people are your pharmacists, your nurse practitioners, your GPs. Those are people that are registered and qualified to make that judgment. And so please, please don't share your medicines.
So going on to registered and qualified and useful to help, let's look at pharmacists a little bit, because pretty much on every high street, there is someone that you can go and see. You generally don't have to make an appointment. You can just roll up and ask for advice. And I'm talking about pharmacists here. So, in fact, in your everyday work, do you have people coming and asking you all sorts of questions about all kinds of different health issues?
Yes, I've been qualified 27 years now. And throughout those 27 years, I have continued to give healthcare advice, preventative health methods, advice about medicines, side effects, drug adherence, and minor conditions of whether they are treatable within the pharmacy sector or whether they need to be escalated to see a GP or whether they need to see A&E. All of those assessments a community pharmacist is qualified to make, because it is a five-year degree and it does need you to be registered as a healthcare professional. And you need to validate yourself every year. You need to prove that you're up to date with all the latest information. And I think that's been recognized by the government in terms of the pandemic. We didn't close our doors. We were the only accessible healthcare professionals available to the general public. We now provide a service called Pharmacy First. And the key is in the wording, it's pharmacists first. Come and see us, because we will give you an assessment on some of the minor conditions that traditionally you probably would have thought of calling up your GP and waiting in a long queue for an answer, then for an appointment.
What sort of ailments, if I find myself suffering from, would it be sensible for me to go and see you or any other pharmacist? What kind of things can you really help with?
So pharmacists are qualified to deal with, and this is part of the Pharmacy First service, things like ear infections with children, sore throats, sinusitis, impetigo, shingles, urinary tract infections. So there are a whole host of things, and infected insect bites, whole host of things that have been identified. And these are very early stages, to be fair, of what potential pharmacists have. But we can then assess the patient, safety net them, check for red flags. And if we deem it appropriate, we can prescribe even those antibiotics or those things that you would have been given at your GP practice under a NHS prescription. The pharmacist can prescribe them. And I think one of the other myths is that patients then worry about having to pay for the product if they have free NHS prescriptions. Well, this is an NHS service. You will get that NHS prescription through your pharmacist, so you still won't have to pay for it if you are exempt. So it's something that the vulnerable community needs to use as much as possible, because if there is something that is prescribable and you can't get an appointment and it meets those criteria, the pharmacist will be able to prescribe it for you.
So, and this is a service that you can, you know, you don't have to make an appointment. You can just go in this afternoon and go and see a pharmacist and they will give you great advice, drugs if you need them. And they will also, if necessary, suggest that you do go and see your GP.
Absolutely. Because we are a very risk averse profession. If we think it's something outside of our competency, or it's something that can't be dealt with in a pharmacy, we will triage you to the right place, whether it be GP, A&E, 1 NHS 111. I mean, I've been doing that for 27 years, and that's been my role.
Very good. All right. So look, sensible advice there, Suki. If people are listening and thinking, all right, I'd like to find my nearest GP or find out exactly what they can do for me, any good resources, maybe, I don't know, a website or something they can find out about?
Yeah, so the NHS has a website. On the NHS, you can look up the Pharmacy First Service. And then I would just recommend going and see your local pharmacist, because every person has a pharmacy within a 20-minute distance from them. So it's accessible by 20 minutes. So that means you have a face-to-face, you can find a pharmacist and you can speak to them.
Okay. Is that 20 minutes by car or 20 minutes on push bike or what?
I think it's walking and car. Everybody has options of within 20 minutes radius. Okay. And sometimes you have more.
Statistic. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Good. All right.
Longer may it continue as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That was very useful. So, Suki, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to chat. It's much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much to my guests on this week's show, and they were Chessie King talking about some of the more crazy wellness trends, and pharmacist Suki Basra talking about winter health myths. And of course, thank you to you for listening, and have a healthy week until next week.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and laugh. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Relax Back UK show. Join me, Mike Dilk, again next week for more fascinating interviews and chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe, like, and share it with your family and friends. And have a healthy week. Until next week.